Message number 1072. My tears will have ceased by then, but my sadness will be never ending. Wednesday, March 12, 2014 at 21:08. My dearly beloved daughter, when a man separates from me, I follow him to the ends of the earth to draw him back to me. He may insult me, commit terrible atrocities, and go as far as to idolize everything evil, including making himself a slave of the devil, but I will never give up. I will intervene in his life in many ways. I will introduce real love into his life. I will open his heart to love for other people. I will tug at his conscience. I will allow him to suffer at the hands of others, only to make him humble and therefore more open to me, Jesus Christ. I will let him see the simplicity of the world in all its glorious beauty as created by my Father, to entice him away from falsities which blight his life. I will, through little children, show him the importance of putting the needs of those who rely on him before his own. I will bring him laughter, show him great acts of kindness through pure souls, and I will show him examples of his own weakness so that he knows that he is not greater than God. I may allow him to become ill if it will make him surrender to me, and in such cases then my mercy will be at its greatest. For it is such souls who are most likely to turn to me, and then they will and can be saved by me. How much effort is made by me, your beloved Jesus Christ, to take each of you into the safety of my arms, my refuge. And how many of you still turn the other way and ignore me? I intervene through messages given to genuine seers and visionaries, and these have converted millions. I send signs, I pour graces from heaven, I bring you gifts through the holy sacraments, and millions have converted. Sadly, not enough have turned to me, and this is why I will not rest until every sign, every miracle, every gift, every prophecy, and every intervention has been exhausted before I come to judge. It will be a sad day if those who refuse my gifts and my intervention have to stand before me on the great day and still deny me. Even then, when I give them the chance to put their pride to one side and come to me, they will still refuse. By then there will be nothing more that I can do to bring them eternal life, as they will not welcome it. You may wonder why this is the case, and so I will explain. When the devil tempts the soul, it takes some time before he gains a strong foothold within the person. But once he devours him, he dictates every move that person makes, how he thinks, how he communicates with people, how he sins, and the kind of sin he wants that soul to indulge in. The greatest hold that Satan has over them is to convince them that God is evil. Satan will convince the soul that he is God and that God is in fact the evil one. That is how these souls will be destroyed, through the devious cunning and manipulation of the devil. So dark will these souls become that to stand in my light will be excruciatingly painful for them, and they will hide their faces from me. My tears will have ceased by then, but my sadness will be never ending. Your Jesus.